Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
WGN, John Hanson in for John Williams for the next hour. Anytime I hear that, that gives me such mixed opinions. When you hear that song after a win, you want to stand up and shout it from the rooftops. You love to sing along. But man, after a tough loss like yesterday, you just want to cower away and maybe never hear it again. Kevin Powell, I got to admit, I am a... I'm a more of a fair weather fan. I will admit that with Chicago Bears. I'm not as much of a football guy as I am like a baseball guy.
Hanson tweets. He's a sports tweeter.
I am a sports tweeter.
There's every game on and you're looking at Twitter, you know what John Hanson thinks of the play.
Only if I'm angry. And I think that's probably the most people on Twitter. But man, Kevin Powell, does that one rank up there as one of the rougher losses the Bears have had? I mean, they haven't played much of high impact games in the last few years. Right. Finally, they get a big one here on the road. They should win, or certainly could win. Man, it was an ugly game.
Well, losses sting a little bit more this season because, look, they are a good football team, and I think a lot of us believe they can win this division,
right,
considering where Green Bay... So the losses hurt a little bit more. In the past couple of years, we knew they weren't good teams. Every win sort of felt like a minor miracle.
So I guess that's a good thing, right? I mean,
it's a good thing, but it also should sting. It should hurt because that's where the Bears are at right now, and that was a very winnable game. There was no excuse for the Bears to lose that game. They are a better team than Miami Dolphins. I think Matt Nagy got outcoached a little bit. You can factor that in. The defensive line was non-existent. Not a single sack on Brock Osweiler. Brock Osweiler somehow threw for a career-high 380 yards. He was not sacked once in 44 dropbacks. That cannot happen. I think Khalil Mack has got something going on with his ankle. That was talked about during the game and after. Matt Nagy today says they're going to get x-rays on it, so that's not good news. He was slowed down significantly. They can talk about the weather all they want.
Yeah.
That's no excuse.
No,
it's the same thing for both teams. And they were sluggish from the get-go, from snap number one. So you're telling me they were worn down from pregame workouts? It's not like they looked like they were worn down progressively throughout the game. From snap number one, they looked exhausted. And by the end of the game, they looked gassed. So it was that one stings. All of a sudden, the Bears are 3-1. They could easily have been 4-0. And now you go 3-2, and you got Tom Brady on Sunday.
Yeah.
And if you watched that game last night, the Kansas City Chiefs, who are a good team, were previously undefeated, did just about everything they could possibly do, and Tom Brady still found a way to win. The Patriots are always a tough game. Always, every year for the past 10, 15 years now. If you got the Patriots, you know you're going to have a tough game. So all of a sudden, we're looking, whoa. Bears could be 3-3 just like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of blame to go around here, and that's our news clip today at WGNradio.com. Do you blame the defense, the kicker, the quarterback, the running back, and the coach? And I got to say, obviously, oh man, when you talk about not getting the ball for a week and then you get the ball and fumble at the one-yard line, that is not good news. I think a lot of people are rolling their eyes at Jordan Howard's lost fumble. Of course, they kind of get one back in the overtime period as well, a fumble they probably shouldn't have gotten back, or I mean certainly one that went a fortuitous bounce their way. But, you know, I got to say, the thing that peeved me off the most, and watching in real time, this is what Bertrand was talking about, me tweeting, because I really didn't chime in much until the overtime. I don't get how you get to their 40-yard line and you go into, or maybe 38-yard line.
And you run the ball three times and settle for a 53-yarder?
A 53-yard kick. I don't care how good these kickers are. I meant to look up the percentage. It's got to be less than a 50-50 kick, if not, you know, maybe 40-60 kick NFL kickers. I mean, they should make that kick, but why not? I mean, the offense was on fire in the second half. Three straight possessions with three straight touchdowns. They come out in the overtime. They move the ball a little bit there on their first possession in the overtime from the 20. They move a quick 40 yards. Why then? I mean, I get it if you're 10 or 15 yards closer, but not at the 38-yard line. You're not there yet to start trying to line up for that kick.
Yeah, every yard you get closer to the end zone, your percentage of making a field goal goes up. I would say that. Do I necessarily disagree with his decision to do that? Nah, okay.
You don't want an interception. You don't want an interception or a
sack, and then all of a sudden you're looking at a 60-yard field goal.
Right.
I'll say this, though. I was very surprised to see that because Matt Nagy has been so aggressive at calling the plays, and even when Mitch Trubisky makes mistakes. Look, Mitch Trubisky played a good game yesterday, but he had one of the worst throws of his brief career throwing a pick in the end zone. That came after a touchdown pass to Cohen. They got called back off a phantom call. I don't know. The refs were atrocious yesterday. We're not going to blame the refs, but the refs were completely garbage yesterday.
We can blame them. That's fine with me.
Okay, we'll blame the refs. Good, yes. Yes, the field goal decision, I'll say this. Mitch Trubisky throws a pick, and the next possession, Matt Nagy has him throwing down the field. He is fearless when it comes to play calling with Mitch Trubisky. He has shown the trust that he has in him. Whether it's real or not, he's still trying to develop a quarterback here. So Matt Nagy has come out multiple times and said that he trusts Mitch, and he's going to continue to throw and throw and throw and show that he trusts his young quarterback. So for me, the decision to do that, okay, we can debate that. I was just very surprised to see that considering how aggressive Matt Nagy has been as a play caller. For him to just settle for three runs there, I was like, this is crazy. Yeah. I would expect Matt Nagy to take shots down the field. I mean, this guy, when it comes to play calling, has been very aggressive. So very surprised to see him settle for a 53-yarder. And it should be made. I mean, there's an epidemic in America, John, and they're called kickers, and they're horrible. All weekend long, I'm watching college football. It's miss right, miss left, hit and post. The NFL, it's miss all season. It's like, you know, if you don't want your kids to play football, fine, but if they really, really want to play, let them play and try to make them a really great kicker, because if we can find people who can actually make field goals in this country, that would be a good thing. But kickers just drive me insane, man.
Make field goal kickers great again. Kevin Powell's thing. I have one other question. I didn't get this from in the analysis. I don't watch the game enough. So Cody Parker, does he like it from the right hash, or does that not matter? Because that last run they did, he ran to the outside. If you're committed to only doing a 53-yard kick, put the ball where he wants it. Is that where he wants it, from the right hash?
That's a good question. I'm going to guess yes, because that's all the coaches. It was pretty clear the Bears were settling for the field goal there. So the question that Matt Nagy is going to ask Cody Parkey is, where do you want it? So I would guess yes. I don't know. That's a good question, though. I could dive deeper in that today and try to get the answer for you. But
because he missed it right, and I'm thinking,
he pushed it right.
Go a little left of there, and where you line up that ball. I know it's that easy, of course, just to do that.
Just a loss that stings very much, John. And like you said, it is a good thing. I mean, the reason these losses this year, we're not going to talk about the unspeakable things that happened in Green Bay Week 1. It's still going to haunt my nightmares, my dreams for the rest of my life. These losses sting a little bit more because this is a team that we believe can win a division championship and go to the playoffs. So when you lose like this, it hurts more.
Yeah.
Period. You know, when you have a team that's good, and a team that's full of a lot of talented players and you think can contend, these losses hurt a little bit more. So
especially with Minnesota winning.
Yeah, and Green Bay's going to win tonight because 49ers don't have Garoppolo. So, you know, all of a sudden, this is the NFL for you. Boom, just like that.
Right. Isn't that amazing? Do you buy into the bye thing at all, that it took their momentum?
It didn't come at a good time, for sure.
What can you do about it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bye is a bye. The Bears have stayed relatively healthy. That's the biggest thing. So fingers crossed for Khalil Mack. I mean, the only way you're going to beat Tom Brady is if you can get to him and create quarterback pressure on him. And without Khalil Mack, look, Brock Osweiler just beat the Bears.
Yes.
They got a lot of work to do for Tom Brady.
Yeah, right. All right, Kevin, I know you're going to break it down more with Ro.
I'm still fired up, so this is fun. I need to vent. I'm like going to explode here. You know?
Right, your PSI is too much. The pressure's high. I'm going to release the valve
pumping,
a little
man.
Bit. Yeah, you'll be settled in for Ro.
Thank you for letting me jump on.
Yeah, Jeff. No problem. All okay, right. Coming up a little bit, we're going to have more. We're going to actually talk with a couple of the folks from the Alzheimer's Association of America. They're going to chat about the walk to end Alzheimer's happening here in Chicago at the end of the month. That's coming up next here on 720 WGN.